Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
We're going on tour.
We're watching on... No, let's not do this. Right, so Dead Men Talking, we're going on tour. In May 2023, we're going to 6 venues across the country. We are going to be in...
Glasgow, Liverpool, Leeds, Manchester, Birmingham and London. And if you're not from one of those places, travel.
Get a train. Oh, yeah. Shit, don't get a train.
No, the strikes.
Get a car.
Work it out. But tickets are on sale now. They're available at deadmentalkpod.com. Go get those tickets. Come see us on tour. It's going to be live stand-up and it's going to be loads of fun. If you're a fan of the podcast, you'll love it.
You only have to sit through Rob for 3/4 of an hour and then you get to watch me.
Yeah, so if you want to see a live heart attack, come to the tour.
Content warning. Ladies and gentlemen, the following podcast is not suitable for all audiences, and viewer/listener discretion is advised. For example, if when you just heard the term ladies and gentlemen, you immediately thought about how exclusionary it is, then it's probably best you turn this off now.
Welcome to Dead Men Talking with me, Freddie Quinn. Rob Holland still in Australia. Fuck him. We have got a wonderful guest instead. We've got Adam Rowe.
It's funny how your voice changes the second recording starts.
No, it's just the beginning. I like to hype up and then I just give up like now.
Yeah, you just go from being the guy I've spent years talking to.
Yeah.
To just like, hi, it's Freddie Quinn and 101. Like, it's just immediately like drive time radio. But I just out of nowhere.
Yeah. But whose benefit
is that? Is that for me?
Well, there's a lot of people who listen just for the first 3 seconds.
Yeah, you got the statistics on that, yeah.
They listen and they go, this is fucking wank.
That's because Rob usually says cunt in those first 3 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're a fat cunt.
Thanks, mate. Nice one. Thanks for having...
I want to replace Rob as best I can, you know what I mean? You fat, revolting cunt.
He's never said revolting before. He's never said revolting. That's a new one.
Like, you're the worst thing to look at. In that whole direction. I'm not including you. Like the wall.
It's quite upsetting when you're saying Rob is a fat revolting cunt and that is my name. And I don't know who this other Rob is.
No, Rob is a tall, skinny, ugly, like really horrific looking man.
So you wouldn't call me fat because I am fat and you know
No, I'm calling Freddie fat. It's very, very clear here. I don't know you well enough yet to call you a fat cunt. Maybe one day we'll be there. But I've known Freddie for a long time and, you know, I only call him it because I want him to eventually see himself the way I do and source his life out.
Do you know what? Rob Mulholland, Rob Thomas messaged me today, who's a comedian. Now, I'm a bit fat, right?
Yeah.
He's gross fat. Like, he's proper disgusting fat. Like,
he carries it better than you, though.
No, he did, because he's taller.
Yeah.
But he's the sort of fat where you look at him and you go, it's not fair on your kids. Like he's that level of fat where you
he's
go...
He's going to die at age 45.
You want to see them grow up. They want a dad that can play, you know, pick things up for them and stuff. Why don't you sort your life out? He messaged me and he was like, a TV series have been in touch with me asking me whether or not I want to do a dieting show where I travel around the world I don't want to do it, but do you want to do it? And I'm like, no, no, we're not the same tier of fat, Rob. There's a different fucking level. I'm cuddly fat. I'm drink too much beer fat.
Plus, you're not into the travelling either.
What?
You're not into the travelling, too much walking.
No, I like a travelling round. I don't think
you're as far away from Rob's fat as you think you are.
I had two McDonald's yesterday.
Exactly. Do you know you see yourself 25% more attractive than other people do?
Is that a thing?
Apparently so.
Yeah. No, I don't believe that's a thing.
But it's in your interest to not believe that's a thing. So, like, do you think Rob Thomas is 25% fatter than you? Or more than that?
I think he is.
Right. But if he's exactly 25% fatter than you in your head, that means you're the same in reality.
So with us is guest Rob Manuel.
Thank you very much.
Rob Manuel.
Rob Manuel.
Creator of a popular Twitter account, Fesshole.
Apparently I did create it, yeah. Close enough to the mic.
Yeah,
okay.
You are.
You said a fist away. All right, okay.
I mean, that's a tiny fist. You're literally deep-throating that,
I've been
bad boy.
Often complimented on my tiny fist.
How long's Fesshole been running for now?
It's been about 3.5 years. So do you want a little backstory on where all that's from?
Yes.
That's what you're asking.
Imagine if I said no. Just carried on. Go on.
Okay, how did it start? I was bored, sitting around, wasting time, and a friend of mine was chatting to me and he said, you know, the best thing you've ever done online is this other Twitter account you've done called Anonopin, where people could type in stuff, you know, type in stupid
opinions. Anonymous opinions?
Yeah, Anonopin. Yeah. It's a really difficult name, and that's why Fesshole is a better project, because you can remember the name Fesshole.
Yeah.
Whereas Anonopin, you can sort of go... Anonopin. Do.
Yeah.
It's
I get you.
It's a bad name. There's an underscore in it. But he said it's the best thing I'd done because he was saying, I a few years ago on the internet, I could moan about my missus, I could moan about my job, and nothing would go viral and there'd be no bad things that would happen from coming from it. And he was saying that you've created a little anonymous place where you could moan and it's good. And I thought, oh, well, that's an interesting bit of insight. Maybe I can get another project out of this. And why not do one that's a bit funny instead of just people's worthless, terrible opinions, which the internet is full of anyway.
Yeah.
And so I thought, well, you know, do one about anecdotes, tell us a little bit of a story.
And did it blow up straight away or did it, like, take a while to get going?
Yeah, pretty much straight away. You know, it's like one of the things, I think I launched it okay, and because I've done all this kind of stuff, quite a lot of this stuff, you know, I did launch it by... I didn't just go, come on, Fesshole. What I did was I put up a little form and said, add some stories to this form. But I also wrote a couple, you know, and I sort of like, so in the first time I was sticking it out, I was like cutting and pasting a few that I'd written myself. Going, and so you give the impression that it's already working.
Okay.
But you only have to do that for like, you know, literally a minute.
And we did that at the start of, so the podcast, I always have a word, like the primary feature is, people write in and
what's
like,
your podcast?
Called Have a Word.
Have a word.
W-O-R-D.
And that's with you and?
Comedian Dan Nightingale.
Yeah.
It's nice to give other podcasts a little boost. Isn't it? That's what I like about us.
That's why I'm here.
And that's all Chortle needed to do.
it's so simple, isn't it?
Go on.
I've also got a stand-up special that's just come out. It's called Imperious. And in a few weeks, I'm releasing another one called Juicy. So watch them. Anyway, back to the thing. When we first started it, so the primary feature of Have a Word is people write in and ask us to have a word with their friends on their behalf. So it's like, have a word with me, mate, because he's being a cunt and whatever. And for the first few weeks,
it's fake it till you make it.
Isn't it? I just made them up. If you watch episodes or listen to episodes 1 to 4 or 5 of Have a Word, the Have a Words at the end, I didn't tell Dan, but I just wrote them.
Really?
So, because I wanted Dan to genuinely think someone's listening and wants to know what to do here, but I was just making them up every week.
Really? How did you do that?
How do you make things up?
Use your imagination.
I mean, like, did you put much thought into it, or did you just go with the first fucking thing that came into your head?
A bit of both. Like, it was just like, it's quite easy to come up with, because you'll draw from things that have happened in your life.
Yeah.
Or, like, you'll just be like something... It was almost like sort of hacky problems to have that I just knew listeners would be like, not even problems. Like one of the ones I remember making up was have a word with me flatmate. We're at uni. We're all struggling students, but he's got a bit more money than the rest of us. And he keeps ordering Domino's on a Monday. Like, why doesn't he just wait till Tuesday and get the offer?
He's
paying full price for Domino's. Have a word with this Tory cunt.
And I gave
that to Dan, and Dan was like, who the fuck? He's ordering Domino's on a fucking Monday. Like, it was just that. It was stuff like that.
Okay.
So that one, if you go back and listen to episode one, or that might be episode two or three, that I've just made that up.
Oh, do you know what?
What you should have done is stolen from Fessel.
Yeah.
Everyone else does. Why not?
Well, I mean, it's you get quite a lot of stuff that goes viral on Fessel, don't
I'm
you?
I'm saying I think only made up about four in like the first day.
We actually...
And then it just worked.
We actually tried. We talked, before we said we were going to get you on as a guest, we talked about Fessel because there was one about a comedian that was like, what was it? I'm a stand-up comedian, but actually going on stage terrifies me and I just like the social aspect of
I only like hanging around with comedians.
Yeah, and
I
it was
like hanging around with comedians. Yeah, no one thinks that.
We tried to guess. That's the worst bit of comedy. The worst bit is hanging around with comics. But this is great.
The worst bit is hanging around with comics you don't like.
Oh, God, yeah.
Like, comics that you're mates with, that is genuinely some of my favourite time of being a comedian. Like, when you're in a group of comics that you get on well with and you've all got a similar sense of humour and you can say horrific things because there's a knowledge amongst you that it's we're just trying to make each other laugh. None of us actually believe what we're saying. The second you add someone in that you don't like, comedians are just terrible people. So if you don't like them, you don't want to be around them. But if you do like them, they're your type of terrible.
I think the secret is to hang out with comedy writers. They're the good ones, because like a lot of comedians just want to dominate and suck the oxygen out of the room and make it all about them.
There is a lot of
comedy
that.
Writers who actually think a little bit about what they're saying but still deliver the funny. That's the good shit.
Yeah, I mean, not great for a podcast. There's a lot of delays. There's going to be a lot of gaps while
we're just going to riff today.
This is what editing is for. You can sniff out those delays.
Yeah, well, I mean, we asked Graham Linehan to come on, but he said no. Anyway,
He would do it.
He's not coming on.
I'm not saying you should do it, but he would absolutely.
I'd have Graham Linehan on.
Would you?
Yeah, it'd be interesting.
He wants you to take your kecks off and prove you've got a cock. You having a laugh?
I'd love that.
What are you talking about?
I'd love that. He did Father Ted. He can do what he wants.
I had to soft block him because I just got, like, when he was on Twitter back like 3 years ago before he got booted off.
Yeah.
You know, because he did follow me. And
he's
I just
back now, isn't he?
Yeah, he is back. And I had to soft block him because it was just sucking up too much of my brain. I'd go onto Twitter, then see him ranting about this stuff, and then I'd just be following all the threads. And I was like, I need this out of my head.
I always
and it was
think
like I've had to delete one of my celebrity followers.
I always think it's mental that because his thing is always like trans bathrooms, right? And I always think it's mental because I'm like,
no,
we're onto the simple subject.
Can we just stop?
It's
trans people using bathrooms.
Oh right, okay.
It's not bathrooms that have had a decorating job done.
Bathrooms that think they're a kitchen.
It's the people using the bathrooms he's got the problem with.
But I always think like, why are you arsed? Because you don't use them anyway. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're never going in there, so why are you getting involved with it?
What, you think you don't need to use a toilet?
No, but, like, a woman's bathroom specifically.
Oh, right, a woman's bathroom.
Like, I almost get it if it's a woman kicking off, because I'm like, all right, well, at least you use the space. But when it's a bloke, I'm like, what have you got to do with it? Why are you asked?
In his opinion, these are not my words, he is trying to be an ally to cisgendered women, isn't he? He's trying to go, do you know what? There's going to be some blokes who are going to go, oh, I'm a fucking woman, me, let me in, and then they're going to fucking sexually assault people while they're in there. That's the argument. I don't agree with it, but that is his argument.
Did you see the one where, so when Eddie Izzard started using women's bathrooms, there was a guy that went viral and he was like, how, you know, I have two young daughters and they are unsafe. And it's like, how fuckable do you think your kids are? Do you know what I mean? Like, at what point? Do you really think Eddie Izzard's playing the long game with this? Do you know what I mean? Like, oh, I'm gonna outwardly dress as a woman for 30 years just so I can pick my moments.
And coming soon to BBC Three is Freddie's new show. How fuckable do you think your kids are? It's a late night format. It took a lot to get past the commissioner.
They're good, but are they fuckable?
Our survey says 12 of 100.
That joke would have worked better if this wasn't the one day where I didn't have a camera on me.
Oh my God. So
Safer subjects.
So Fesso, let's take a deep dive back into that again. To smoothly go back in. So Fesso. We touched. Oh, a little book.
A little book.
Nice.
A little book that was out for Christmas.
We
but now.
How much in all good bookshops?
Well, it was $12.99, and then
it's a lot that in it.
Waterstones like half the price after Christmas. So it's £6.50 in Waterstones and Amazon at the moment.
Do you know what that is? And is it just full of little fesses?
It's full of. It's divided up into 10 sections because we took the theme of the Catholicism. So it's like the Ten Commandments, and so the first commandment is Thou shalt follow advice submitted by the readers of Fesshole. And so to give you an example of one. And then there'll be a subsection within that commandment saying, like, cooking with Fesshole. Here are some delicious recipes and tips to cook up a delicious treat at home. So shall I just pick a random one?
Pick a random Fesshole.
Okay. About an hour after breakfast, I saw a bit of marmalade on my jumper. I picked it off and put it in my mouth. Sadly, it was jelly from the cat food.
Oh.
Oh. And that's that, but it's in the context of cooking advice.
Oh, so you've done it like that?
Yeah.
Oh.
So it's contextualized. Or recontextualized in a comedic way.
I would say that this is like a good book to have a shit to, isn't it?
It's shit literature. It's a Lou Reed.
Hey, this guy, he's cool with jokes. I like that.
That joke was a joke from Joel Morris, the Lou Reed one. But shit literature, which I can't say properly, is my own.
That's why we get comedy writers on this. They're up here.
I tell you what, it's very clever from you because you've gotten other people to write a book for you and you never have to credit them because it's all anonymous.
Yeah. No, I put it in the
it's
back.
Genius.
I put it in the back saying... we would credit you, but I don't know any of your names.
Yeah.
So it genuinely stays anonymous when you submit stuff to Fesshole.
It's genuinely anonymous, yeah, because like it goes to a Google form, and Google know the IP addresses probably of everyone submitting.
Unless you use like a VPN or something like that.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Because we tried to get one on Fesshole, didn't we?
We tried on the podcast. I've had a few before anyway.
You tried?
Well yeah, there is all curated.
It's completely curated.
You did get one on?
Did we?
What are you talking about?
What
is this acting you gentlemen are doing here?
What? No. I'm just as bemused as you. What was this?
You submitted one, and I got tagged in it a lot because people thought it was about me.
It fucking was about you, 100,000%.
Because you submitted it.
I would never. When would I ever do that? When would I have the time? How do you? What is it? A Google form?
It's a Google form. And
what form? I don't even know. You use Google Forms.
Well, you just go onto forms.google and you press create form, and you can create a Google form, and there could be any question you liked.
I wouldn't even know where to start.
Tell me the size of your vagina. Or whatever.
I mean, that's an odd one to pick at the very beginning, right?
You know, go in, start fierce, but, you know, you can type anything in.
But you had... So there was one that went viral recently. We were talking about this in the car, that a lot of people attributed to you.
They thought it might be about me, yeah.
And it was a stand-up comedian dated my ex, and he...
No, I can tell you exactly what it was. A friend of mine used to date a stand-up comedian. He is doing a tour at the minute. He is talking about their breakup, airing their dirty laundry in public. No, they said washing their dirty laundry in public, yeah. Which isn't the phrase. and
it's a better phrase, actually. It's
yeah, it's good. Yeah.
That's just nice thing to do to someone, though. Just and wash the dirty laundry. Cheers.
And the last bit of it said...
Washing your laundry in public.
Every time one of his sponsored ads for his tour comes up on the internet, I click it, knowing that that's costing him money.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, oh, this is about you. And I was like, well, it isn't because I haven't got any sponsored adverts.
Yeah, and also...
So you have sponsored adverts, so that's why it is you. Is that the case? And
also, like, I think the way to bring down Adam Rowe isn't through pay-per-click. you make enough money that you're not going to be like, oh, 7 pence. but no, I mean, it definitely was about you. Because you've got a show at the moment.
I text you and said, was this you? And your reply was so obviously, yes, it was you.
I'd never do something like that.
You swear on your mother's life that it wasn't you.
So, So the book is 12
quid. This is why it works, because it's relatable content, isn't it? You know, because you go, oh, this could be me. You know, like there was one that went up the other day that I was half convinced was my partner writing about me and just sort of like mocking me by submitting things to Fesshole. And it was one where
Keeps submitting Google forms about how big women's vaginas are.
I was convinced this thing was about me because it was a guy writing in saying that his missus thought he was ill because he wouldn't eat his dinner. But the problem was that he had drunk a pint of custard that was in the fridge half an hour before dinner. And that's totally...
What a fucking animal.
Someone tagged in that it was you. No.
The problem is you'd done that.
I had done something very similar to that, yeah. But I had eaten my dinner as well, so I'd drunk the custard out of my dinner. But I probably had groaned.
So you drunk a pint of custard just...
It was in the fridge. He was
I've drunk a pint of custard
He was just
before.
There going, drink me. Oh, go on, drink me.
500ml of custard, yeah. I've had 500ml of custard before.
What's wrong with you both?
I like that you've got to put it in metric. You're old. You do things in... Pints,
well,
old man.
I wanted to just specify because I didn't go to a bar and I'm like, I'll have a pint of custard. What I did was, I bought a tub of custard that I assume is 500ml.
Right. It probably was 500ml. Yeah.
I hate custard. I can't.
Yeah, but your fuck. This I was don't respect your custard. Opinion on near this, enough anything, let alone food.
This was Waitrose essential custard.
Does it doesn't matter that it's Tory custard. It's the actual custard.
Boris's
bit of
only
it.
Dick.
I just can't get my head around it. It feels gloopy. And
it is gloopy.
Yeah. That's why it's so good.
Food shouldn't
this,
be gloopy.
This chair feels comfy. I hate it.
It's just I'm almost borderline autistic with textures and stuff in my mouth. I just don't like. So when we get to 2,000 patrons, go on.
I know. I just want to note for the record that I didn't mention cocks or anything at that
no,
stage.
I just,
you know, I'm growing as a man and as a person, and I think I
it was up there though. The idea
yeah,
was
it
up
was
there.
My first thought. Yeah, that's not the thoughts don't determine the quality of a man. It's his actions, yeah. And I refuse to act on the fact.
And you've done very well not bringing it up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to be honest with you, thoughts don't determine the quality of a man. It's his actions. Is going to be when you die.
It's
that's going to be
philosophical and actually yeah. accurate point, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know,
when you die, that's going to be on like a picture with like a sunset behind it.
Yeah,
and people are going to be
Adolf
like
Adolf Hitler.
Yeah,
brainyquote.com.
Yeah, I couldn't fucking have a pint of custard for 200 quid. I wouldn't be able to drink it.
I'd pay 200 quid for a pint of custard.
Is this you just trying to raise money and going, because like someone's now going to sort of write it off you, 200 quid to do the easiest thing in the world?
No,
it
looks,
yeah, that's how fat he is, right? He loves custard and he wants to be paid to eat it. That's what it is. 100%. Oh, I couldn't eat custard for, I don't know, the price of the gig tonight that I won't be able to do with the sugar crack.
Actually, yeah. I gigged at Leeds Comedy Cabaret for 200 quid on Saturday, but I won't drink a pint of custard.
Didn't your stand-up name used to be Tubby as well?
Yeah.
Tubby Custard.
That was his first one.
That was my first one.
His first stage name.
I didn't have any others.
Didn't you have your real name as well?
No.
Yeah, you did.
No, I think I kicked into my real name once.
Yeah, so
maybe.
That's... So that
doesn't really count, though, does it?
Yeah, so you had your real name, you had Tubby.
No, that's like saying Mick Foley was Dude Love.
He was?
Sure.
Did you have an act under the name Tubby Custard related to...
No, it wasn't Tubby Custard.
That's a big, great act. You just go on stage. Maybe you go to Waitrose, bring all the custard, review them, drink them on stage.
No.
have to stop the show halfway through because you've got a stomachache.
I mean, to be honest with you, if I was being paid enough, then yes, but it would need to be far more than I'm on at the moment because custard is fucking rank. It's I put custard in the same bracket as baked beans.
Another delicious thing.
And some chunky soup.
Some chunky soup.
Yeah, yeah. You know you have like a smooth soup.
It's Tubby Custard's cousin. I'm Tubby Custard. This is Chunky Soup, and together we are. Oh, that's a Britain's Got Talent episode I want to see so much.
The greatest blues band that ever lived. Do you ever get Fessels? Here's a question. Do you ever get Fessels?
Never had one.
Where it's you get them and it's you're like, well, that is illegal.
People, but I generally don't publish ones where it's people like. I try and avoid non-consensual sex stuff, both in my life and in publishing.
You are on the wrong podcast.
That's a good life philosophy.
Yeah, yeah. But people will write in endlessly talking about stealing underwear and sort of like wanking on shoes and stuff. And I think, well, I don't want to publish that to lots of people. I don't think it's
stealing underwear and wanking on shoes.
That would be the biggies. Yeah, yeah.
Wanking on shoes.
So sort of like there's like one guy who writes in regularly saying that, I assume it's the same guy, saying that he will stay late in the office and then go round. And like women will leave like shoes under the desk because like maybe they've gone to the gym afterwards and stuff like that, and so it'd be like sniffing them and stuff. And it's like, this doesn't need to be published to a large amount of people, and he should stop. Ooh. And it's not consensual, is it? You know, there's a line which ends up with rape and murder at one end, and it's not quite there, but it's definitely on that line, because that woman has not chosen to consent to her shoes being masturbated on.
I don't think many women consent to being masturbated about, right? Because I think if I was a woman, I would prefer to just not know rather than have men message me and go, would you mind if I had a wank over you?
I'd fucking love to be told that there's women fingering themselves. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, I understand that it's totally different and there's a threat of violence with men to it, and I understand I'm not saying it's the same thing. However, if I got, like, regular DMs going, I've just flicked myself to fuck and I was thinking about you the entire time, I reckon my ego...
Are your DMs open? Okay, fine. It's possible.
Yeah.
Just letting you know.
And it's been silent so far.
I'm open to that.
What is it on Instagram, at Adam Rowe or Adam Rowe Comedy?
Instagram's Adam Rowe Comedian, I think, and Twitter's Adam Rowe Comedy.
So if you, let's hypothetically, and you know the people that listen to this podcast are depravates.
Yeah.
If hypothetically you got loads of videos or pictures of people watching your comedy special Imperious, now on YouTube, and just stroking their dicks and jizzing.
No, I don't want dicks. I don't want dicks.
Nice ladies who work in the office.
I'm all about the pussy.
Okay.
He wants nice business ladies.
How quickly did it go for a man should be defined by his actions and not his thoughts to I'm all about the pussy?
Exactly. That is a
five.
That is a thought, though, isn't it? So you can't define me by that. So, I haven't acted on it. So, I am all about the pussy. That is what I think.
So is it?
It's not how I am. So you can't judge me.
That was Meghan Trainor's first draft for All About That Bass. So if people sent you dicks, you'd be like, nah.
I'd be like, mate, what are you sending me that for?
No, but how grossed out would you be on a scale of 1 to 10?
5. It grossing out. I just don't want to, like...
I wouldn't
just be annoying, would it, if it kept happening?
Yeah, it'd just be annoying. Like, I'm not like,
I wouldn't be bothered at all. Do you know what I mean? In fact, if anything, I'd relish the views.
Right.
I'm at a point in my career now where I'd be like, nice one, mate, like and subscribe.
Right, I think viewers need to know now what to sell Centre Freddy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'd be like, make sure you're on our Patreon.
Yeah, yeah.
Get the Fessel book, watch Adam's thing.
Like, I understand why people who get them all the time are a bit like, ugh, that's horrible and fuck off. Especially like women who get it constantly, it's disgusting. But if it was sent to me, I wouldn't be revolted by it. I'd just be like, what are you doing?
If I was a woman and I left my shoes in the office and I found out that a guy was masturbating over them, though, I'd be like, that is weird.
Okay, so here's my question then, I suppose.
Yeah,
What is your line? So you're a woman. Let's just imagine for a second, right?
Okay.
You are a woman.
We really should have had Graham Linehan on this podcast.
And you are the object of desire for many men in the office, right?
Okay, so out of 10, I'm a, like, 7 or
you're,
8.
You're an 8,
I'm an 8, okay.
Right? And... you often leave work and leave it. You leave. You've got your work shoes. You're not like traveling to work in them. You keep them in the office so that they're always clean for when you have international business meetings with the high-powered elite of the world.
Sorry, international business meetings with the high-powered elite of the world.
Yeah.
What job is it that I've
got? Are you Giselle Maxwell in this story?
No, he's not Giselle. It's Ghislaine as well.
Oh, sorry.
Giselle?
I don't know how to say. I've never heard it before. I've only read it.
You work for the Royal Bank of Scotland.
I work for the RBS.
Yeah.
Okay, and I have international business meeting with the high-powered.
So it's in the big
world.
Building, Canary Wharf.
Big building, Canary Wharf. Right. I'm with you. I can picture it now.
And you've got your work shoes, and they are worth like 2 grand.
right? Okay.
So you don't travel to work in them. You don't want to be going on the tube with your £2,000 shoes on.
No, it's just for impressing the clients.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, you literally walk into meetings with, like, fucking members of the Illuminati. You're like, how are you, John? Also, look at me fucking shoes, lad.
You need to set up a current account. We've got a new ISA. What the fuck? Right, all right, okay.
You're like, look at these shoes, eh? Impressive, eh? So, why don't you bring your business here? They're part of your sort of pitch, right?
Okay.
You leave them at work. There's a few fellas who, you know, they just run themselves into the ground. They're working hard because they're trying to reach your level one day.
Yep.
So not only do you work with these guys, but you're a superior to them.
Yeah.
So they've got that thing going on where it's like, oh, she's the boss. So they're sexually attracted to you.
Am I literally the boss or just figuratively?
You are above them, but they are not at your dispense. So you can't be like, do this.
I can't sack them.
No.
But I'm just above them in terms of my importance to the company.
Yeah.
Because of all my contacts with the elite.
So what would they have to do with your shoes for it to be, you're like, this is sexual harassment, it's not, okay. So can they think about your shoes while they're wanking?
Providing I don't know about it, yes, because I don't know.
Okay, but you've found out.
I found out.
So one of them has got really drunk at the work Christmas party and told another member of staff, oh, you know, Frida's shoes.
Sorry, that's my name, is it?
Well, you're Freddie. That's just logical step. It's Frida, isn't it?
Frida.
She's in ABBA as a part-time job.
It's like, you know, Frida and her fucking fit shoes.
Yeah.
I wank about her shoes.
I think, but what you have crossed the line there by talking about it to your colleagues, sort of like a private masturbatory episode with just the thought of something.
Uh-huh.
But when you've started talking about it to colleagues...
Nobody's from his colleague because he's worried about his... sexual desires. He's like, look, I'm really embarrassed by this. I'm not telling you that. I'm not proud of it.
Are you still crossing the line by telling a colleague that, you know, if he genuinely wanted help, he could be talking to a therapist who's not connected to the company?
He's got a phobia of therapists.
Well, I don't know. Can't help you there, but.
We should seek help. But from where?
That's the worst thing about having a phobia of therapist.
You're never going to get over it.
Can't turn to anyone. Because, mate, if you ever need to talk to anyone, oh, shit.
So anyway, he's confessed. I'm not saying that this guy's a good guy. I'm just saying...
But I think you have crossed the line when you've told a colleague.
I haven't crossed the line because I haven't wanked over any shoes.
One has crossed the line when you've told a colleague that you're wanking over another colleague's shoes.
Right. Yeah. But I'm asking Frida what her line would be. So that'd be your line, telling the colleague. Would your line be thinking about... they've come up and gone, hey, you know John from accounts?
Yeah.
He wanks over your shoes, you know? And then you go, in what way? So what would they have to say? He just thinks about them. Is that okay?
So personally, myself, again, putting myself... in her shoes.
Just make sure the other guy's not been around before that.
Yeah, put myself in her shoes, now I'm stuck in them. I would say that is, I'd be a bit disgusted by it, but that would be it. Like, I'd be a bit like...
You're thinking of it?
Yeah. I'd be a bit like this. I'd be like, ugh.
What if he's shouting about them while he's wanking?
What do you mean?
Frida's shoes!
That doesn't come into it at all. He's screaming Frida's shoes.
As at the point of ejaculation.
No, but I think that the most annoying thing is he's thinking about it. And I think once I've got myself past that, the fact that he's shouting Frida's shoes is irrelevant to me.
Okay.
I think you're missing
an
opportunity.
What if he's holding them in his non-wanking hand?
That's where it's too far. If he's holding them in his non-wanking hand.
Yeah. He's not even looking at them though.
Why, he's got them away. Like, he's disgusted by them.
Yeah.
You might scuff them. They're expensive as well, aren't they?
These are £2,000 shoes. You can't be touching it. I think the minute that you actually touch them, I think that's too far. No, actually, because if you wanked at them from a distance,
I'd also think
that was wrong.
I think it'd be impressive, though.
He can think about them and he can shout about them, but if he looks in their general direction.
Yeah. That's where I draw the line.
Mm-hmm. I think it's your own fault leaving your shoes around the office. Put them in a cupboard or a safe or something.
I think
that if you worked in a place where you had to put your shoes in a safe, I think that's the moment where you go, this is why we have HR.
See, I'd try and use it to my advantage. I'd be like, what's the guy's name?
John.
John. I'd be like, John, you like wanking over shoes. Buy me some nice shoes and you can wank over them all you want. Or... use it as like leverage when you go for your next job. She's obviously a high-powered woman.
Sorry, use it as leverage.
Yeah.
When you go to the next leverage.
Yeah. Like,
explain to me how that would work.
Putting a good word with me to Mr. Royal Bank of Scotland, or I'll tell everyone you're wanking about my shoes.
Yeah, but this is a subordinate. Like, this is someone who's below her.
Yeah.
She can't be like, look, I'm your boss at the Royal Bank of Scotland, but if you speak to JP Morgan, you can have me shoes.
I love
that. Do all my work for me. And let's have a shag, but only I, mean, I come.
When Mo Salah goes to negotiate his contract at Liverpool, you don't get one of the cleaners in to go, I am a good lad, aren't I?
Hello, mate. This is Kathy, mate. She says I'm the best, mate.
That's fucking weird, man. So the shoes thing you've had.
Yeah, I think the question was something about what don't you publish, or is there a legal stuff? And so that was about consent. And I said, no problems around consent. You get stuff coming in where you think, well, this is just an obvious lie. I assume it's a lie where it'll be like someone going, I did all those murders in the 70s. I buried the bodies. Yeah. They're in Epping Wood or something.
Whoa,
have you looked into any of them, though? Because that could be...
No, but I'm not going to. I mean, there's over 200 cents in a day. Mm. And I'm not going to go on a wild goose chase over something that just sounds like someone taking the piss.
Yeah, that does seem a little bit like...
I don't think it's. I don't, you know,
that'd be good content, though, if you went around solving mysteries.
It would be, but it's there's you talk about lines. There's like I think sending a load of people on a wild goose chase that would potentially get the police involved. That would look bad, I think, and it would blow up in my face, and it wouldn't be a good thing.
But I think it's weird that you get people who send it in, like in the first place, because isn't that a crime? Like just to send it in.
What crime exactly?
It's not a crime to lie about murdering people.
Didn't they have somebody who got arrested for this?
But I think there's lying to the police and there's lying to me.
Oh, yeah.
Might be slightly different things. Yeah. I don't know.
Okay, so you don't do ones any that you think are probably like...
I think they're just taking the piss, yeah.
Okay.
Whatever ones don't I publish? I did make a list of this and now I don't know what it is off the top of my head.
Okay.
But I mean, I'm just going down that, you know, I said about 200 come in a day and they all go into a big spreadsheet and I just a page down going yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. And it's just mostly on instinct of going, well, that amuses me a little bit.
Yeah.
That's, you know, there's the basic rule of funny or interesting and hopefully it's got to hit one of those two things.
Yeah.
Plus not be so repetitive or the same as the one last week or you get a lot of people sending in one, so they're just trying to make a topical joke kind of thing. And so I try and avoid most topical jokes. You'll get, you know, whatever the trending news item will be. You know, so the Queen died. You might have heard.
Yeah.
She died. And so there must have been about 30...
Queen of where?
The Falklands, I believe, and Jamaica and other places. So you got a lot coming in, and they were the same basic joke format. It was like the first I knew about the Queen dying was like I was having a wank and it popped up on my phone. Still finished though.
Okay.
That construction came in about 30 times. It literally did.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't run it anyway because it's just not. That's not the point of it. It breaks the format. You know, they're meant to be at least a bit believable.
So there's like there's fesshole hack.
That's the wrong
then.
Phrase.
So there's fesshole hack then.
Hack.
Yeah, hack like. Something that you see over and over and over again.
Oh, I see. Right, yeah.
So
I'm a massive nerd who programs computers, so I was like, hacking?
Oh.
Do you know where hack comes from as a term?
No.
I think it's hackneyed, as in it's been taxied round.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Oh, hackney carriage. Yeah.
Hack to us in comedy is a joke that you hear all the time. Yeah, yeah. So are
I
there
have
like
heard of comedy.
Are there
but it's just my immediate association with it.
Are there like fesshole tweets that you get sent in that you're like, oh my God, if I have another person confessing to doing this?
Yeah, this is why I said, like, send me a list of questions and I'll prep ones.
Well,
because then I'd like, oh, I know what that is now. Fuck knows. Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
I don't know what the fuck they are.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know, I prefer to have like a conversation rather than you prep.
Yeah. But my argument is like, I can talk off the cuff, but when it's quoting specific fessholes.
Yeah.
It's good to have a list.
Yeah, that is true.
I mean, you've literally got a massive list of them there.
I have. I've got a list of... Okay, but you go, ask me the question. Let's see if this one answers the question.
Okay.
The question is,
hey, do you get loads of fessholes that you get loads?
Well, apparently, we get a lot of... My wife and I split up amicably, and she has gone to live with her parents whilst I sell the house. I've been digging a hole in my back garden over the last few nights just to wind up the neighbours. No, we haven't had that one many times.
Have you got a number one favourite ever? Like, is the one that sticks out in your mind?
Oh, well, I can pick from the book now. I'll go, well, this is my absolute favourite one, God Honest Truth, Gov. We had a Jubilee Street party. It was fun, but I feel as though we're now expected to chit-chat and behave like lifelong friends. Shall I start performing it now like I'm like really into it?
Yeah.
I can't perform this shit. I miss the times. I miss the times when you could walk past without speaking to anyone. Is there a way to retrace our steps? No, that's not the best one, is it?
No, shit. That's a dreadful that's one.
My Scrabble one was good.
Have you got a genuine favourite?
I mean, I'm going to be honest with you, Rob. I'm kind of amazed that made the fucking book.
Like, I destroyed it by sort of like going into a stupid voice halfway through.
Have you got a personal fave?
I just hate them all. I hate them all. I hate them all. I'm sick of confessions.
I feel like this is like a rod for your own back now. Do you know what I mean? Like, this is something that you've made in good faith, but now is just consuming you.
It takes up an inordinate amount of time, you know. So I had to get a train here, and so I was all the way on the train inside the spreadsheet, moderating stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question? And if you can't talk about this, then we can absolutely cut it out and fuck it off. Does it make money as a Twitter page?
I was going to ask that as well.
Yeah, it does, yeah, because there's a number of revenue streams kind of thing. So I've got sponsorship from Hebtro, which is a clothing company. I'm not going to put the numbers on it, but that's really helped out my financials.
Hebtro Co. Is that the one in fucking Ebden Bridge?
You've got them.
Oh my God, yeah. Because I watched, so he did a great advert of, it's like an amazing like social media advert about like making clothes at Ebden Bridge and stuff. And he was like, you know, the mighty river has shaped this land for decades, and my family make pants on this river. And I'm like, oh, that's nice. Do you know what I mean? And then I looked at the pants, they were like 90 quid. And I was like, go fuck yourself, mate. 90 quid for pants. What do you think this is?
Well, I see no
Twitter. To buy.
To justify their prices is like they make stuff in the UK.
I seen a Twitter thread the other day about this.
Yeah, yeah, and pay their workers properly.
Yeah, I'd rather have slave labour and cheap clothes.
But that's the thing. You can weigh that up and you can make that choice as a consumer.
Yeah.
And you can pay for clothes where... And also, they try and make them long-wearing as well, so...
Oh, it'd be no good for me then.
But that's me, my earning my money by saying they're good stuff. So that makes money. I've been putting on shows and they make money because I've got a show coming up in Leicester on the 11th of February, part of the comedy festival.
Oh, where you at? What's your venue?
It's the Y.
Y Theatre. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. I haven't been there, but I hear it's good. And so the previous ones we put on in a place called Madame Jojo's off Leicester Square. So I only work in places associated with the word Leicester.
Yeah. Leicester City Football Club next.
You buy a ticket, they're 15 quid, the tickets. That makes money. There's got to be some other revenue as well. There's obviously a book kind of thing, and so you get an advance to do the book.
Oh, you got an advance?
Yeah. Nice. This is a proper book. This is a proper book, it's one of the big, you know, Radar's what it's called an imprint, so it's one of the subsidiary bits of a very big publisher. So
can I ask the sponsorship thing? Because obviously,
how do you get sponsors? It's hard work.
The question I've got, I suppose, is
what they want.
What did they get from you? Because like the sponsors on our podcast, they get a 60-second ad read in an episode.
Yeah. So they get a mention in the Fesshole pin tweet. They get a mention in the Fesshole profile, and I stick out a few tweets a month, going, you know, check out their clothes, kind of thing. And they tell me they sell clothes, you know, so.
Okay.
And, you know, it's hard to track exactly what does what.
Yeah.
But they've been making money and they don't want to... Touch wood, because they are very useful.
Here's a question for you, Rob. So let's say...
And the account's big, you know. The account now has 850,000... You know, it's got 850,000 followers.
Well, it's like an actual cultural thing, isn't it? Like there's people... Well, it genuinely is. People talk about it and share it and stuff. It's like...
It's blown my... You know, my kids are like... Now, after being a bit sceptical about my bullshit, they're now, like, impressed because the other kids at school have heard of it.
Yeah.
And also, it's followed by people they're into and they've heard of, you know.
Oh, right, you know, okay.
So some of the people... Terrible, but, you know, there are good people following it, to be clear. You know, but it is followed by also terrible people like Piers Morgan.
Piers Morgan follows it.
Piers Morgan follows it. But worse than that, Andrew Tate follows it.
Andrew Tate follows it.
And he follows
Top G.
I'm Freddie.
And but that, like, obviously he is a deeply dubious terrible man who's now in jail or something in Romania for sex trafficking or something.
And he still
it's because he's been talking about the Matrix and the
He's been sharing too many Fesol tweets. The Romanian authorities are onto him.
Is that how he got caught? Did he send something to you and you sent it to Romania?
I sent it straight to the Romanian police.
This guy's been wanking
but
over
that,
shoes.
But that has got me so much credibility in my kids. Like they say they don't like him, to be clear.
Yeah.
But they are fucking impressed.
Yeah, because they know who he is.
Yeah. And he's a major cultural figure for young people, even if he is a bit of a
is there anyone you
person.
Want to follow if to add to that? Like, is there someone who your kids would be like, fucking hell?
Or
John Bannerman follows it.
There's a bunch of like YouTubers that follow it that mean nothing to me because I'm a 49-year-old man and they'll go rabbit on my kids and go, oh, this one's that one. But yeah. I happen to know who Andrew Tate was because he's become a major media kind of bullshit kind of thing. Obviously, if it was up to me, I would want to be followed by the Pope, Simon Le Bon, Bill Drummond of the KLF. That would be the people I'd want.
The Pope is a king of confessions as well.
Yeah.
He gets a lot.
My perfect one. I could give the Pope advice on how to make this stuff make money.
Question. Whoa. Did you say the Pope is the king of confessions?
Yeah, because
does he still do confession? Can you go to the Vatican and be like, I've come to confess, but I'm only talking to the main fella?
I bet you've got to be a big dog. It's got to be like, the king will confess.
Yeah, it's got to be Bono or someone.
Yeah, Bono will probably get one with the Pope.
But he wouldn't let Adam claim.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
No, you would.
I don't know who that is. Should you reckon I could sweet talk my way into confessing to the Pope?
You?
Yeah.
You?
Or maybe he just only does really big confessions, so we'll go to like murder investigations or Saddam Hussein and shit like that.
It's been confessed.
So yeah, imagine getting the Pope all the way to a murder investigation and then someone's just like, my favourite LucasAid's the original one. Like, fuck off. Not getting me that easy.
Yeah. What's that, a whole jar of custard?
Yeah.
Here's a question for you.
Yeah.
Let's say someone came in and offered to buy it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Someone has offered to buy it.
Really?
But they only offered £500.
Fuck off! Legitimately. Yeah, How big was it when they offered 500 quid?
It was much smaller. It was like, it had like 20,000 followers or something.
Right. Okay. So now it's bigger.
So yeah. But that's the only time one person has offered to buy it.
So let's say you get a message from somebody, you know, high powered woman. She works for the Royal Bank of Scotland.
Or the Pope. Trying to make a monopoly.
Yeah. She's made loads of money working with the elites, setting up savings accounts for the elites and having her shoes wanked over. And she said, I'll give you.
So you're trying to get me to do a price for like
a million quid,
maybe.
You wouldn't. You're doing maybe for a mil.
Well, I'm enjoying running it. You know, I'm getting to do. it's not just about the money. It's like it's given me an opportunity to like put on shows, do a book and stuff. And so I've been enjoying the little journey I've been on with it.
But £1 million.
I'm saying maybe. I'd have to consider it. Because like, you know, I...
£2 billion.
Yeah, okay. But the... It would take, you know, because I basically want to be doing a project like this kind of thing.
Okay.
I want to be doing this stuff. And okay. So, okay, if I took the money, yes, it would sort out the mortgage, but then I've also got to spend the next 5 years building up the next project to get back to where I was.
So there's a story of two pizza takeaways so, you know, in Preston.
I'm not doing it to make money. I'm doing it to sustain a life where I can do this kind of stuff.
Well, there's a story of two pizza takeaways in Preston that I think is pertinent to this.
Yeah.
So there's a place in Preston called Giacomo's, mm-hmm. right? Very well-renowned pizza in Preston.
Giacomo's.
Yeah, that's exactly how he spoke. It was like being in the room with him.
Giacomo's pizza. Yeah. You come in, I give you and your girl two slices. Bosh!
Scottish guy. And he sold it to these people for X amount of money, you know, sold it. And then 6 months later, he set up a different pizza takeaway
right
next to where he'd sold it for.
Called it
the original Giacomo's.
Yeah, the people who sold him were idiots then. I mean, you know, they didn't have like a non-compete
contract
because like they should have.
Yeah, but you could set up like another festival, like Whole Fest.
Well, I wouldn't be...
Whole Fest sounds like a festival.
In this completely arbitrary, whatever it is, this thing where someone suddenly gives me a ton of money, I wouldn't then set up a rival thing. I wouldn't do the same thing. But it would be like... clawing my way back up, going, try this idea, try that idea, try this, until I found one that sort of worked for me, rather than just doing the same idea again.
Have you ever had any festivals come through where you go, Jesus Christ, get help?
Yeah, but I don't remember what they were.
It's fair enough. We sent some stuff through.
I could do that thing again of like, all the right. one that yeah, helped, yeah. And we'd just like pick a random one. It said, I called Radio 1 at 3 in the morning whilst on acid to ask them how to make apple crumble.
Yeah, I mean, you need to do. You need to get help, but from a cookbook. Yeah. Have you got a lovely question, Tom?
Yeah, I can do a lovely question. Or we can do confessions.
Not really confessions.
Oh, some people have sent us confessions, haven't they?
Okay,
yeah. We haven't read them really for a while.
Go on, let's have a look.
We used to do this.
Oh, did we do shit of the year as well?
Oh, we'll do shit. Let's go with shit of the year.
So
is this just people sending photos of their turds?
Yes.
Oh yeah. And we put them in categories.
This is old school internet content. It used to be ratemypoo.com.
Yeah, yeah.
So I submitted to that a couple of times.
Oh, I thought you said something else. Rate my poo. Okay.
Yes.
So let's quickly...
There was also pooprice.com. I don't know if you remember that.
It was like an auction service.
You would put in how much your poo weighs and they would offer you a place for it.
So we have different
We have different categories. We have best shape, we have biggest range, most likely to have cancer, and most unusual place. Is there any that you'd like to see before we look at this week's?
Most likely to have cancer.
Yeah,
you really don't want to see that. There's only one in
from Phil Southam. He's definitely got cancer. And then there's poo. Oh.
I mean, that is... Every time I see it, it gets worse.
Yeah. Well, he's out of treatment.
It's so bad. It's so disgusting.
We had this one last week. This is from one of our mods on our Discord server. She was in a bit of beef with her sister, so she shit in her sister's pan.
Oh. Like, if you'd have paused after sisters and said, what word is coming next? Pan would have been quite a long way down the way.
Was there a little note with it? There was a post-it note.
Yeah, that says DMT, which stands for Dead Men Talking. She wanted to prove that it was really
Okay, yeah.
It goes back from when we had the world's worst dick competition.
Yeah.
But that's finished.
Did she give you any more context about the beef with her sister?
Yeah, so basically...
He's always working, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's always working with the fessels.
I'm not going to give the full context because it is quite tight. But basically, her sister wanted £200 because she put her through some emotional turmoil. They settled on £100, but then she shit in a pan. So...
Wow. What did we have?
It's not really much of a attack shitting in a pan. It's a non-porous surface. All you got to do is get a bit of boiling water on that and you're fine.
Yeah.
It's pre-made.
If someone shit in my pan, I'd be like, all you've done there is you've inconvenienced your... Like, one of the greatest pleasures in life for me is going for a poo.
Yeah.
Like, I love it. And I, especially now, because my best friend got me a washloo for Christmas.
A what? Sorry.
It's a toilet seat that cleans your arsehole for you.
So what, like a bidet?
But it's better than a bidet.
Is it like Japanese?
Yeah. Carl got me a Japanese toilet seat for Christmas. So what you do is
attach it to an ordinary toilet seat.
It had to be plumbed in.
Okay.
So a plumber and electrician had to come.
Yeah, yeah. One of these, eh?
Yeah, that is so funny. That a plumber and electrician had to come round to your house because you went to have more pleasurable shit.
Yeah. And yeah, so you sit on it and then it's got a remote
and
it.
Yeah, you can't achieve it just through water pressure. It's got to
The seat and the water is permanently at 36 degrees Celsius. So and there's a light in it as well. So in the night, you don't have to turn your bathroom lights on to go for a piss because it's already slightly lit up. You know, you need a wee in the middle of the night and you have to turn a light on and like wakes you up and takes you a while to get back to sleep.
Yeah.
I don't need to do that anymore. There's a little tiny light in the toilet.
You just take your phone and sort of like put a light down. That's how I do it.
If I open my phone, I am on the phone for an hour and a half, checking every app. I can't. I'm addicted to it. So there's a little light in it and there's a remote with it. So when you're done, you press rear wash and a little pipe.
Shut the fuck up.
Wait, what does front wash do?
There's a front wash as well for your balls.
Really?
And for your cock, if you ever sit down, and for women, like women are allowed to use it as well.
Women are allowed to use it as well.
Women can wash their pussy with it, yeah.
Wow.
So you press it, and then if you press it a second time, it'll start to oscillate. So it does like this, it goes up and down, and it'll spray like different bits of your bumhole.
So you don't have to use Lou Raw anymore.
No, there's a dryer function as well. Yeah. So once you're done washing, you press dry, and it's basically like a hairdryer on your arsehole.
Does it trim your pubes?
No, I'm still going to do that myself for now.
It's good because they're sponsored by Manscaped. Yeah.
Can we get one for the studio? I mean, we've not got a toilet, but...
No, we've got to share it with other people.
We'll put it in a pan.
It's absolutely unbelievable, and I can't remember why I brought it up.
It's a good thing. Poo that in I'm a just, pan. I'm like half sold on this thing. It's like price of like the object and the price of fitting, it set you back.
It didn't cost me anything. It was a Christmas present.
Okay. How much?
I can't remember how much he said. It was a few hundred quid, but it's absolutely worth it.
Okay.
Like, it's incredible. So the pan thing to me, like, I love going for a poo now. Like, you know, like when you wake up sometimes and you're like, you need a shit. I don't know whether you need one in like first thing in the morning.
I don't need one first thing in the morning. I go downstairs, I drink a coffee, and that kicks me off in the day.
Right.
But I shit like 5 times a day.
Yeah, I shit. I'm like a cat. Yeah, if I need to poo, I'm pooing, and there's nothing you can do about
it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm not even going to be nice about it.
Do you know what?
My objection about the pan thing is like, yeah, you can clean the pan, but it sort of like psychically ruined the pan. Because any time I'm like frying an egg, I'm thinking someone's shat in there.
If you're frying your egg in a saucepan, mate, then you've got bigger problems.
I don't know about bigger. I'd say the same place.
All the problems.
I transferred it in my head to my skillet, my iron skillet in my nice.
Oh, if you shit in a man's skillet, there's something wrong. Yeah, that is up there.
I suppose
with
the iron is porous, isn't it? You know,
like So to me, what they've done by shitting in a pan is they've just had a really uncomfortable shit. She's had to shit into a pan.
Yeah,
she hasn't sat on my lovely warm toilet seat. Yeah. I would rather have someone shit in my pan than have to shit in a pan.
But you have no sense that would damage the pan from, like, psychologically. You don't feel that.
No, bit of bleach, bit of boiling water.
When you're heating up your ravioli or whatever it is.
Bit of bleach and boiling water.
I'm the same because my other half has eaten baked beans in a bowl and I won't...
You won't ever touch that bowl
I won't ever
again.
Touch the bowl. I can't. Also, as well, the dog...
You shouldn't be able to touch your mouth again.
Sorry?
You shouldn't be able to touch your mouth again.
I know. Well, yeah, I know. I get that that's a technicality, but there's something about just knowing that it was in that bowl.
Yeah.
I've got a spoon as well that I use for the dog's treats and shit like that, and I can't use that spoon, even though it's been washed 1,000 times.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Because it's the dog's spoon.
It's just a spoon, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's
once you've cleaned it, you've cleaned it. Do you know what drives me mad? If I make a cup of tea and my girlfriend, right, when I finish like spinning the tea with the milk in,
okay,
with the teaspoon,
yeah.
I will just rinse that teaspoon and then put it back in the drawer because it doesn't need any more washing. All it's had on is fucking hot water and a bit of milk.
Yeah.
And as soon as you've rinsed it off, it's gone.
Yeah.
She will put that in the dishwasher.
That's insane. That's weird. That's
The same?
No.
Right. It won't that come out the dishwasher? Would you then use it, the dog's one?
Okay, so...
Wait a minute, I'm going to defend her because, like, in usage of water, she's right because it's much more efficient to use a dishwasher. So the amount of water it uses to do a whole wash is a lot less than individually washing.
Yeah, but then you got to wait days for your teaspoons to be clean.
No, so she would, if she made the cup of tea, what she would do is she would finish making a cup of tea, rinse it, put it on the side, and wait for the next dishwash.
You don't need to do both. You can just put it in the dishwasher and wait for it to be full.
Yeah.
And that would be an efficient use of water.
So going back to my thing, right? Let's say I perfectly jizzed on a teaspoon.
Yeah.
Perfectly.
Teaspoon, tablespoon?
It's 5 milliliters, which is often, you know, statistically...
The perfect amount of jizz.
It's the normal amount of jizz.
So it's perfectly there, yeah. Right? And I left that jizz on that teaspoon.
Surface tension would.
Perfectly. I left it there perfectly for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And then I got rid of the jizz and I put it under a hot tap and then I just washed it. And I said, Adam, put that in your mouth.
Yeah.
Are you doing it?
Can I wash the teaspoon?
Yeah.
If I can wash it, then it's fine.
Fuck right off.
What are you talking
There's
about?
No way that you'd do that.
Why?
There's no way you'd do
Why?
That.
Why?
Because you've just seen my cum on it.
But, it's
but it hasn't got the cum on it anymore.
But it's in your mouth.
Just to be 100% clear on this, I wouldn't have a teaspoon full of your cum.
Right.
I want that on the record before I give any other answer. While it's on it, no. If it's been off, what I would do with that teaspoon is I would hot water it.
Yeah.
I would, like, fairy liquid it. I would hot water it again. And when I say hot, I mean boiling water, right? I would then bleach it and then hot water again. And
wait,
then it's clean.
Wait. So you do 3 iterations of cleaning?
For cum, yeah.
Save your time, mate. Just put it in your toilet.
For cum, yeah.
Right, let's look at some pictures of shit.
Oh, yeah, we've got this week's pictures. So we've got 4 this week. So first of all, we just got to get them in the right categories, really.
Do the second one first.
Oh, so this one is from Freddie. Freddie's entered the competition.
Yeah, I entered the competition. This is one of mine.
Let's have a look at Freddie. Oh. It's quite a big range.
It looks like chicken nuggets.
It looks like chicken selects more than nuggets,
yeah,
I think.
That's, yeah, sorry, that's what I meant.
That was after last week's episode. I'd had 4 coffees.
Was that in that toilet out there?
No, it was at home. Mm-hmm. I'd had 4 coffees.
I can't remember. I had it when I last had a shit that looked that healthy, and I'm not even messing.
Well, that's why I took a picture of this one, because that's the nicest poo
proud?
I've ever had.
Yeah.
That's the nicest poo I've ever had in my entire life.
Don't forget, this is shit of the year. You've got to put your big guns in.
Oh, yeah, exactly. It's like the Oscars for poo.
We're doing an award ceremony. We're wearing tuxes.
It's in a bowl or something. What's going on?
That's a toilet.
It's a weird... Can I stand up?
Yes, you can stand up.
I just can't make sense of it as a toilet.
You can't make sense of it as a toilet?
It's taken at like a
I mean, there's the
water.
Angle.
Yeah, I kind of really wanted to get the poo.
Right. Okay, I've got it. I finally understood it.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
I was building sort of like a whole toilet into the shadows.
Nah.
Did you see how
just...
there's an optical illusion going on there?
So I have a... I bought an old lady's COVID death house, so everything in my house is dreadful. And so the toilet.
Is it a good price on it?
Under 200 grand, mate.
Yeah.
3-bed semi.
Yeah, great.
And I bought it and I was like, I'm going to do this up. I'm going to do the whole thing up. Oh, property developer quid over it. Dion Dublin is going to fucking love me when he sees what I've done to this. And I have so far done literally fuck all.
That is the wildest career change of all time, Dion Dublin, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, it isn't spoken about enough.
That's not even the wildest career change for Dion Dublin, mate.
Yeah,
Dion Dublin has his own musical instrument.
Oh, the Dube.
The Dube.
He tried to sell me a Dube once.
Don't tell me that you don't know about this.
Do you not know about the Dube?
No, I don't even believe you.
Oh, okay. The
right,
Dube is
okay,
insane.
Fuck the shit off. Yeah. We'll leave that for another time. Who cares? Dion Dublin has his own musical instrument called the Dube. And it's a wooden box that you sit on and you just tap. How did you not know this? Dion Dublin has his own musical instrument. Yeah, that's his Dube.
There are, you know, that is a thing. It's sort of a busker thing, having a box that you sort of like tap on. Is it that kind of thing?
It's literally
like,
that.
It plays different sounds. It's like a bop it.
Yeah, but it'll be like, yeah, you'll have like some springs down on the inside, get a snare sound and stuff, you know.
That's it. He's just invented a box.
It's a hollow box.
And they're fucking well expensive. Or they used to be, definitely.
What, like a grand?
He tried to sell me one for a grand and I was astonished.
Fuck, you could buy
it. Is it genuinely his invention? Or has he been sort of like some...
He managed a band for a bit as well when he first got out of football. He's an eclectic businessman.
Why were you at a festival with Dion Dublin?
I didn't go with Dion Dublin. So I was just at a festival. He was just selling him. I was just talking to him. Well,
did he have like a Dube store?
Yeah. He was selling him. I was like, there's Dion Dublin. I'm going to talk to him. He used to play for United. And then he was like, do you want to buy? I was like, of course I don't. I just want a picture of you, mate.
Let's watch some videos then, I think. Let's.
Do you not want to see any of the more shit? Any more shits?
Go on, let's have a look at some poos then.
Yeah, we've got Daniel Nuns.
Daniel Nuns. That looks like soup already. Oh, dear.
Oh, God, that really is.
God.
That's M&S curry.
See, mine's not.
Yeah.
Mine's not.
That's a beef madras.
Mine's not a million miles away from that normally. Mine's like that, but a bit darker.
What? It on that screen there?
A little bit darker than that. I drink a lot of Guinness.
But even so, Adam, that's what your poo's like.
On a good day.
Adam, mate.
I've been tested. The doctor says I'm all good. He says I'm on target, if anything.
But you need more fibre in your... On target for what?
me poos are good. About
sorry. He tested your shit and went, this is on target. And you went, well, that I don't need to ask any further questions there.
Yeah.
That's insane.
I thought I had like AIDS or cancer or something. So I got in touch and I was like, lad, let's have a little test. So he made me shit in a bag. It was meant to be a tube, but I couldn't get in the tube, so I shit in a bag.
So he was off target first.
He's about as on target as Darwin Nunes.
Scored quite a few goals, actually. And he did all the tests, did blood tests, and he was like, yeah, your poo's on target, you're not good.
Nah, mate, that's not a normal poo.
That is...
If you're doing that all the time, if you're doing that once... Because you had a fucking massive night out.
Yeah.
Fair enough. But if that's...
I do that two or three times a day.
If... Mate,
two or three times a day?
Your poor fucking toilet.
I know, yeah.
I swear to God, your poor toilet. That's probably the toilet of, like, Saudi royals. Do you know what I mean? All over the world, they probably have that amazing loo. That's probably seen the arses of monarchy. And it's got to deal with your wet, tepid mud shit.
I'm not shitting... On the toilet seat.
No, but it goes in, it goes through.
Yeah.
That looks like Glastonbury Day 3.
Yeah.
Fuck!
That's my life, mate.
How long do you think you'll wear that toilet out?
And so this is why you've chosen to have the sort of like the wet toilet system, whatever it's called.
No, my mate decided, because he knows what my shits are like, he decided that it would be a good present and he was right.
Yeah. I mean...
He's also lived in Japan.
Because if you try and wipe up after that, it's like a lot of wiping.
I mean, I'd have just got you a garden hose. I'd have got you a power washer. What the fuck, lad?
I honestly can't understand the incredulity. Like, that's just normal to me.
Mate, it's not normal to anybody. Someone has shit that once and sent it in. That's how mental it is.
Yeah, this is his best one.
God, send another one.
I could go and... I don't even need a shit right now, and I could go and force one out and it'd look worse than that.
Good God, mate. What's going on with your bumhole?
I don't know.
You're not concerned?
Yeah, if I think about it too long, I have a panic attack, so I just don't think about it at all.
Okay. I mean, that works, I guess.
Roscoe has been a busy lad. He sent us two in.
Is he?
Here's Roscoe number one.
That's...
Oh, I think, you know what? I think we might have another one for most likely to have cancer. If we look over here.
Oh, yeah.
So does he use furry liquid in his toilet? What the? Why is it so bubbly?
It also that you know where it look. You know the cancer bit. If you look at that as if it's an eye, that looks like Lapras the Pokemon.
Pokemon.
What the fuck are you on about? It looks like Lapras.
Do you see it?
I can see it, but why did Lapras come into your brain?
Because I know me Pokemon, mate. I can name the first 150, no questions asked.
Yeah, but then after that, when they started introducing all the other ones, it was like, nah.
I can probably name some of the next 100 as well, because they went to 250, and I still played Pokemon Gold and Silver.
Did you?
But I am after that, I'm out.
The minute that they had that little fucking thing made of fire, that Quirrelly Firrelly, whatever it was like...
Oh, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Exactly. I was like,
but the original
shit.
150, like, if you got the original 150 Pokemon up on the screen, I could tell you what their names are.
Really?
I think so.
Get a random Pokemon up, test him. Rather than looking at another shit, which I think has been done now...
Let me just close my eyes while you do it.
Just go... Let's go 78.
Okay.
Number 78.
No, I think...
I don't know who number 78 is.
It's not squad.
Oh,
numbers.
I thought that was a game.
I'm not fucking Dustin Hoffman in Rain Man, mate. I can just go, that picture is this guy.
Oh, right, the pictures of him.
If you just Google Pokemon generator.
You could probably Google Pokemon 78 and it probably should give you one.
Right, it's the one with the horse and it's like on fire.
No, you're not allowed to do that. Find a fucking way of sorting this out.
Horse and on fire one is Rapidash, by the way.
There you go. See, you didn't even need to look at it. That was interesting.
Yeah, all right, okay.
Let's move on to something better.
Really? Do you think we're going to top this? Let's pop some videos on. Right, before we start these, is there anything that gets you? Is there anything that makes you go...
Injury to genitalia.
Okay.
Ooh, well, we've got some for later. We're going to look at some classics later as well.
Okay. Anything that gets you?
Well, it's sort of like very old school internet, this is really. It's sort of like those steak and cheese websites.
Yeah, it's pretty much bang on, rotten.com.
I don't want to watch anyone dying, by the way.
We don't owe any death.
The image that got stuck in my head forever, and I never should have seen it, was like a. It was like evidence from a murder scene. And this man and a woman had killed another woman. I think it was like they'd killed the wife, and so it was the girlfriend and the man. And they'd cut her feet off, and they were posing with the dead feet in the photo and grinning.
Ooh,
and
wow.
Like, I didn't need to see that image, and it's indelibly burned into my head.
That's
so,
nuts. Have you got it? Can we
I've got an image. Did you ever hear, I imagine if you're talking about old school internet, yeah. You have, there's a video that went round, I think I was like 16, 17, so you're looking at 14, 15 years ago,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Called Two Guys, One Hammer.
Oh, yeah,
One Hammer.
Yeah, classic.
So it's... It was obviously a play on Two Girls,
One Cup.
And it was three guys killing someone with a hammer in a field in Ukraine.
Yeah. I've watched that.
And someone tricked me into watching that in the staff room when I worked at McDonald's. Like, someone was like, oh, watch this video, it's dead funny. And I was like, oh, what's going to happen? And I watched it, waiting for it, and they're like, oh, yeah, he's dead. And I can play that video on my head, and I've only seen it once.
The gurgling was the worst bit.
Close up? Was it really close
up?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's like they've got a GoPro on.
There was a lot of the gurgling sound like the bit. It's like, nah. There's no death on this. So we have rules. We have no animals, no death, no racism, no kids. But if you have one with all four, then it's fine. I want to see a German Shepherd bum a baby to death. What's wrong with me? But generally speaking, we say no. But if you want to send your videos in, by the way, send them via WhatsApp only. WhatsApp only to 07520-644-931. Thank you to everybody that decided to send them to me on Instagram and Twitter. But I'm not even looking at them anymore because I'm too fucking sick of doing me shop at Aldi and then looking at me phone and seeing somebody fucking jumping off a building. Like, I don't want to live that life. So just send them through to that number there. Right, okay, let's have a look at...
This is, like, dark viral. It's not stuff people have created themselves.
Oh, yeah. It's dark viral. It's not stuff people have made themselves.
This one is someone that he's made it himself. We've got a friend of the show, Naked Martin.
Yeah, Naked Martin.
He sends a lot of videos. We'll start with him.
Naked Martin enjoys Alabama hockey mask.
Oh God,
Martin.
He does a lot of interesting things with poo.
You know it's bad when he's laid some sheets down.
No, he's going to poo onto the cling film and then put it on his face, isn't he?
Oh God.
Yeah, there's a sick bucket over there if you want
it. It's not going to make me sick, but yeah, it's just... Oh, a few years ago when I was trying to get fit and you'd be going to like these gyms in the day and they'd just be full of old men bending over.
Okay. So it wasn't the poo that got you.
It was just old men bending over in the changing
rooms. Oh, Martin, like, with cling film. Oh, Martin. Jesus. Martin. Martin's pooed on some cling film and stuck it to his face. What is he doing? What's he doing with his hands?
He's shaking.
Oh, big thumb up.
He's got some decking. He's got a nice little garden somewhere.
Oh, yeah, well, he's very rich from all these videos. He makes a lot.
He's very rich.
I think so. I think he makes a fair bit.
He means rich in spirit.
Yeah.
Why are you encouraging this man?
Sorry?
Why are you encouraging this
man? Well, I mean, I kind of feel, Rob, like he'd do it anyway.
Yeah.
I think it's quite funny how he's called it.
He's quite famous, Naked Martin. He hasn't become famous or become infamous through Dead Men Talking. He's been a thing for... He's an Everton fan, isn't he?
Fulham. He's got a Fulham tattoo.
No, he's not a Fulham fan. He's a Crystal... No, he is an Everton fan. He's an Everton fan, but some... So he used to do a thing where he'd go out on stag do's with people and he'd let them tattoo something on him and somebody tattooed a Fulham badge on him, but he is an Everton fan.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I've known about him for years. He's part of Scouse folklore. It's Naked Martin and Purple Aki.
Do you know about Purple Aki?
No. It's like Purple Ronnie, those little cards you buy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good.
Yeah. Definitely not a big guy that squeezes kids' muscles. Definitely not.
Oh, God.
Definitely not.
He doesn't squeeze kids' muscles. It's men.
Is it men?
I mean, it's like young teenagers, wasn't it, that he like got
I tried to take a photograph of him once in Manchester Piccadilly Station. He came over and threatened me.
Did he? He's fucking massive as well, to be fair.
Yeah. Oh, he's a big scary guy.
Yeah, he's a big dude. Right, let's have a look at the next
one.
Should
I see Train Baby?
Train, but I mean, no, but...
Not a spoiler alert, it's not a real baby.
It's not a real baby.
Okay, so...
Well, that's good. Wait a minute.
So it's just someone dicking around a dog?
Wait, no. Is she breastfeeding a dog?
No.
I don't understand what's going on. Is she getting a titty out?
So that grown man...
Oh,
okay, right.
The grown man... Oh, yeah, that's a grown man in a nappy.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And they're just out for the day, and now she's breastfeeding him. And he's about 19, 20.
Can I just say that I think this is one of the only examples I've ever seen at the start of this video of what I would call a black privilege. Because we didn't even notice he had a nappy on. Because he just looks cool as fuck. Like, he can pull a nappy off and shoot. Can you imagine if I was sat on that train instead of him with a nappy on? How quickly you'd have gone. There's a man with a nappy on.
I didn't notice. I genuinely didn't notice.
But he's just a black guy with basically nothing on his bottom half bar a nappy and the top half absolutely nothing on. Yeah, and we were all just like, we were so like drawn in by the woman with a bag on her lap. We were like, yeah, it's just another black guy on the train.
I honestly think it's because I thought that she was pulling out one of her tits. I thought that's what was going to happen because she was kind of like that I wasn't focused on anything else. But yeah, you do make an interesting point.
Does this come from the world of porn, this video?
Adult babying.
Yeah.
I think it is, yeah.
But it's just like he's in really good shape. You know, he's got a really good, you know, he's very slim and muscly.
I mean, I don't think this is why.
Well, he has a lot of calcium. He
could be, yeah, I'll tell you, though.
Professional is what I'm wondering.
She's probably not into this. He's probably into it. Like, Paul Smith, another comedian, has been quite open about the fact that he likes mummy porn.
Right.
Like, he likes being sort of, like, babied. He likes having, like, a tit in his mouth and mummy make it all okay.
Oh, mate, oh, honestly. Yeah. Do you remember that time? So when we were at his first stag do...
Yeah, it was that one, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he's had more than one stag do because these women get fed up of mummying him. Is this...
Sure. I mean, I don't think that's the main reason why it didn't work out. But so anyway, we were sat around. There was me, Rick Carr and Paul in this little booth. And this Glaswegian stripper came up and she was a really... She was just, you know, like, I don't really spend much time in strip clubs, but you know when you meet somebody who's just a good laugh?
Yeah.
She was just like, "It ain't lads, you'll eat."
Oh, fucking A, take my clothes off, get my titties out.
She literally sounded exactly like that. And, you know, she used to own a Giacomo's in Preston.
Yeah, she did, yeah. Now Sean's right next door. That fucking original Giacomo's.
So she was like, "Do any of you want to dance?" We're like, "Look, I get that you have to work hard. Like, you can sit down by all means or whatever and have a chat with us. It's not really our thing." And she's like, "All right, okay." And then she was like, "Oh, I can sort of, like, get people's kinks out of them, though, or whatever." And Paul was like, "That's bollocks." And she stared into Paul's eyes and she just went, "Have you been a bad boy for mummy?" And I swear to God, I watched a man melt in front of me. I've never seen... He literally got led off like a little boy into the fucking distance. It was like a talent. It was like Charles Xavier should have fucking recruited her with that shit. It was fucking amazing. What's the next video?
Should we look at some classics? There's some good classics. Oh, no, I don't know. Wait, we've got one more in this section first. This is called "This Is My Last Rodeo."
This is my last rodeo.
Yeah, rodeo, whatever. So there's a man, he's been thrown off a bull.
Mama.
Oh, that's not the money shot, baby. The money shot's coming.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. He's got a vagina for a face.
Come on, Adam. Move those hands.
Come on, be a brave boy.
Be a brave boy for mummy.
Adam, be a brave boy for mummy.
I've not actually watched the end of this, so let's carry on.
Are you all right, Adam?
It basically, he's got no face now.
That's the thumbnail, by the way.
Oh, Jesus. Is there any sort of, like, follow-up on this? You know, Has the guy had reconstructive surgery or anything?
I don't know, to be honest. I don't think that's going to be in the end of the
day. That'll be in the new iteration of Batman. He's going to play, you know who, the Riddler.
Wow. that's. Do you know what as well is, what's mad about stuff like that is, when I see videos like that, I have no sympathy for him because I'm like, dude, what the fuck did you think was going to happen?
Yeah, yeah, don't get in a room with
you
a bull.
Fuck about with a wild animal and you deliberately wind them up, then yes, when they fuck your face up, that's your fault, you daft bastard.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
I'd have way more sympathy if he was just going about his business, walking
in a China shop.
A bull in here, of all places. right, okay. Do you want to watch a couple of classics then?
Let's watch
it
a couple of classics.
While we get a couple of classics up, let's do the plugging now. Adam, what have you got to plug? Have you got some sort of special or something like that?
Stand-up special Imperious is on YouTube. That went out in January. There's also an old stand-up special called Club Comic, which is still on there and will be forever. So there's two already. And at the end of February, I think this might be an exclusive. I don't think I've said this on Have a Word yet. Friday the 24th of February, my next special is going out. That one's called Juicy, which is a story that I've made up.
It's a totally made-up story.
It's a made-up story that there's parts of it that are inspired by real-life events, but the parts that were inspired by real-life events, details, including names, have been changed to protect the innocent from lawsuits by the guilty.
I've watched Juicy, and I thought it was very good. It's different to what you usually do.
Yeah, it's a very different thing. I'm doing a cinema screening of Juicy on the 22nd.
Are you?
With a Q&A afterwards.
Which cinema?
The Everyman in Liverpool.
Oh, that'd be cool. How much tickets?
They're sold out.
What day is that?
They're Wednesday the 22nd of February. 2 days before it goes out publicly.
How about yourself, Rob Manuel? Have you got some sort of book or something like that, or some shows?
The next show is in Leicester on the 11th of February at the Y. And so there's like a festival show then. And it's actually quite good because like the first half is just going through and doing some of the funny bits. But the second half is audience confessions. And that is quite exciting, doing that.
Oh, so the audience gets confessed stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And so basically, because I've got the email addresses of the people who've bought tickets, I'm contacting them a week beforehand going, fill in this form. And then I make a big PowerPoint of all the things that people have confessed in the room. And then I go around the room with a friend of mine who's got a mic. And then we sort of like get the audience confessions going.
There's
going
to be hundreds of... wank over my co-worker shit.
Well, it just gets really... You know, some of the stuff people are prepared to confess in the room. But the last one, we had a woman saying that she was a police officer and talking about how she lets off people... she'd be fired for if we published her name. She lets off people who are nicking petrol because she thinks petrol's just too expensive at the moment.
And is that in London, is it?
Yeah, that would have been in London.
You see, there are some good eggs in the Met Police. Yeah, yeah. So.
And there was another woman who I couldn't, which was terrible. She was talking about how she worked in the NHS and she was trying to kill an elderly member of a family by having COVID and licking stamps and sending them letters so she could inherit their house. And I couldn't believe
that's
it.
That's fucking it's actually, knives out glass onion shit.
Yeah, it's like really Jonathan horrible. Creek. But the room, they were cheering her on and saying it was all fine.
Wow.
And then I'm just like, well, if the room thinks it's okay, fine. You're forgiven.
Wow.
And so that the audience confessions bit is electric and it's really worth getting
involved. That sounds quality.
Yeah,
how'd you get tickets?
If you just Google Festhole Leicester, it'll come up.
It'll come up.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, let's have a look at some quality. And your book as well, which is available at all good bookstores.
You can buy the book for like £6.50 at the moment in Waterstones.
Let's have a look at some absolute
Let's have a look at some
classics.
I like Knife.
Oh, Knife is bad. Knife's bad, man.
Oh, don't do that.
That's a lady... Master debating with a chef's knife.
That's not the right thing to do.
No, that's not what you use.
No, that's not the right utensil.
It's not what you use them for, is it?
No. Silicone only on OnlyFans, aren't they?
Somewhere she's trying to chop onions with a dildo.
I really hope...
Bet she's crying more in this video, though.
That's so bad, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's so rough. Do you know what? Actually... Fair fucking play to her for having a a fanny made of steel because
do you think she's blunted the knife? You know, is it like she's doing a bit of a trick?
She must have. Yeah. She must have. It must so be like gross. A stuntman when they go through those knives thing. Yeah. That thing, can't be sure.
The thing I like to do with a knife, and I'm told this is a bit weird, is like I like to use a knife to scratch my back.
That is odd.
Yeah.
And I do that.
If you get, you do it. Do you?
In fact, I submitted one to Fessol about scratching my back with a fork and putting it back. That was me.
Oh, right, yeah.
And people were disgusted with it.
Right, a fork. Well, a knife's even better. You get a nice sharp knife, and then, but you know, put it straight on and scrape down.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're scraping with it. It's the most orgasmic back scratching you can do. I mean, not too sexy, but
yeah. How far really, down are you going?
it really fucking delivers. You know.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm
and
into
like,
that.
You get to the age I am, your back's constantly itching.
Yeah, man, as well.
I'm getting laser hair removal on my back.
Are you, mate? You should see the state of my fucking back.
My back grows like. Like, I've already had laser hair removal, but for, like, weird parts of it. Like, it just got, like, it's like the Amazon rainforest. Like, bits of it aren't there anymore. Like, it grows in patches. It's the ugliest part of my entire body, and I'm including my eye. I'm, like, it's just, it's the way, it's the thing I hate the most. And I was mentioning it for ages, like, I'm going to get it done. And then my missus for my birthday is like, I've got your 6 sessions of laser hair removal on your back.
Wow.
If you scratch your back with a knife, then maybe it'd solve the problem.
Yeah.
Has it been removed now? Has it been sorted out?
No, I start in a few weeks.
Okay. Mine's bad. Mine's hairy patches as well, but I just don't care because I never look at it, do I? So, like, whatever's behind you, I'm just not asked about.
Yeah.
Is your back itchy? It is like...
Every now and then.
Right.
I'm more of a fork than a knife man, though, to be honest with you.
Try a knife. I'll use the corner of a building like Baloo the Bear.
Yeah, yeah. There's a nice line there. That would work.
Scratching your back on a bank.
Yeah. You know, like, usually as well, it's like a structural pillar. Like, it's being used to hold up an entire floor. And I'm like, fucking no, man. Right, let's have a look at another one.
Let's go for this one. This is...
Oh, this is one of the worst ones.
No, I don't even like the title.
So
I'm not watching it.
Have a look.
This is one of our worst ones, this.
What's that?
It's a scalpel.
On his what?
On his willy.
No!
Come on, Adam.
I'm not watching it, lad. No. I'm not. I can't.
You can't even look at... Oh, it's like, it's on...
Ah!
You gotta watch the money shot. Okay, it's done now.
I'm refusing to watch it.
Not really.
Is he cutting off the...
tip.
He's cutting his cock off, Rob.
So it's not just a circumcision.
It's a full-blown circumcision.
I mean, I would think of it more of a scalping, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
There it is.
Yep.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, don't. That is. And don't do it in a nice car as well. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Put some sheets down.
Do you reckon it's the back of an Uber?
Honestly, mate, I'll 5-star you.
It takes an awful lot to make that wall comforting.
Yeah. Would you like to make that video comforting?
If there's something worse than that, I'm not watching it.
It's the worst.
The worst dick.
All right.
It's bad in a different way.
We'll end on the worst dick. So this is the worst... state dick that we've ever seen.
Yeah, I'll turn the volume down. It's got weird music on.
So this is pretty bad.
This inspired our worst dick competition.
Jesus Christ.
Doesn't it look like the outside of the Allianz Arena?
How's his dick? What's gone wrong? So it's in this state.
Well, I don't know, but...
It's got like maggots and everything.
Yeah, mate. It's rough, isn't it? Mm. That's
like a brain.
It's horrid, isn't it? It does make you wonder that, like... Why is it taking this long to get help?
Would you rather be this guy or guy who's just had his dick chopped off? Guy.
I choose death. And death's not an option. It is. It always is. It always is. You can always kill yourself.
Yeah, this is pretty... There's a lot of texture behind this, isn't there?
I think he's asked me to do this podcast for fucking ages. Like, since they started, like, you know, me one of the first guests. And I was like, I'm just going to wait and see. And then I was like, well, I've got the special out now. I've got to do as many podcasts possible to plug it. And I was like, yeah, he wants me to come and co-host it. Sounds good. I was so right about not wanting to do this.
To be honest, your problem is waiting so long because now we've got all the best videos. If you'd done it early on, you'd have had the easy stuff.
Exactly. So in many ways, it's Adam's fault.
It is Adam's fault.
Right.
Yeah, it's quite long, that video as well.
It is quite long, isn't it? It's
so gross.
It's right. Okay. Let's call it there. Well, that
got
was
some nice videos to show me.
Turkey swing.
Where's turkey swing?
Just some nice things.
Turkey swing.
To nice people.
Turkey swing.
Okay.
Do you want to take it?
Just a guy.
Just came up by turkey.
Just a guy being fucked up the arse by a frozen turkey on a little sex swing.
Does that violate the no animals rule?
No, I don't think so.
Or the no death rule?
No, it's like once an animal has been like meatified, it's meat.
Isn't once it? It's in Sainsbury's, it's fine.
Meatified.
You know what I mean? In my head, chicken and chicken are different things. Yeah. A chicken and chicken. That's how I stay not veggie.
Yeah,
because I do give a shit about animals. I love animals. So in my head, a chicken is not what I'm having on as a chicken burger.
Yeah.
It's just it's a thing that's called the same thing.
Yeah. I totally get what you mean. It's like, and I think that's probably why they put it in packaging and they, because it looks nothing like an animal, does it?
No.
At any point.
No.
If you put a little head in there.
What not?
Little...
Like, I love seafood. And lobster's fine for some reason, I don't know why. But you know, like when they put a fucking fish on your plate.
Yeah.
You ever, like, wait, it's you go, oh, I'll have the haddock. And you think you're going to get a fillet of haddock.
Yeah.
And it's just a fish.
Yeah. It's the eye. Gone. It's the eye looking at you.
Yeah. The eye's just like, yeah, like, I was a fish yesterday. he's talking to you. He's like, I was a fish yesterday. Yeah. And now I'm fish.
Yeah. Bet you didn't think your body was going to end up like this, did you? Weird. Yeah, man.
Yeah, if a cow came and it still had his eyes, I probably wouldn't eat the burger.
No.
Yeah,
no,
but
no,
that's
no,
the
no.
thing. Cows aren't called cow. It's called beef.
Yeah.
French.
What?
Beef.
French. That's why.
French cows.
The word beef is boeuf, isn't it, in French?
Does that mean cow in France?
Yeah. So when the Normans invaded and took all their French words over, all the stuff that that nobles would eat, they would refer to in French.
So it's pork like French for pig.
You're sorry?
It's pork French for pig.
It would have been, and that's why the language deviated, basically. Okay. And on that. Nope. Thank you.
That diseased dick.
I mean, I never thought that we'd end on that either, to be honest with you, of all the things. Like, yeah, that's why there's some different names for fucking meat and shit.
Always learning on this podcast.
We are always learning. And so are our guests, not to come on.
you know, you've asked me to stick around.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to go for a bite to eat. Yeah. God knows how it's going down now.
Yeah.
We're going to go for a bite to eat, and then we're going to record another episode. We're going to record a Patreon episode.
Yeah.
On the Patreon, do we do more videos? Or
no,
just...
we don't do videos.
No, we don't do videos. We make them.
Get the scalpel.
Thank you ever so much for listening. Head over to deadmentalkpod.com for your merch, for tour tickets, and sign up to our Patreon, patreon.com/deadmentalkpod. Me and Adam are going to do an episode after this, and you can listen for just £3 a month, and you get loads of extra benefits as well. Thank you for listening. Go and fuck yourselves.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.